hello, beautiful souls. Thank you so much for joining Karma Vibes. This is going to be episode 3. And I thought today we could address friendships, because friendships are so important these days. This last year has been a very tough year on so many people, just because of COVID and everything that COVID has taught us. There has been so much isolation that came with that, and it was just so easy to lose touch with our friends. And those that we did stay in contact with, it can get quite frustrating sometimes and just say, why bother? Is it really worth trying? I wonder myself sometimes, because I'm introverted and I sometimes just like being alone with my animals. I just like to listen to them purr. It's very relaxing. You know, they're just very calming. And it gives me time to think in a not so busy hustle and bustle kind of energy that I don't like to be in the first place. I'm not really a phone talker. I'm mostly a texter. So perhaps, I'm kind of like a teenager in some ways. That is what my sunshine might say. Ha 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 ha. I'm always looking for positive quotes and uplifting messages. Lately, it's about affirmations and keeping positive. So when something does happen, I do shut down. Sometimes like a 2-year-old. It's kind of a flaw of mine that I am working on. The biggest problem with friendships is we don't say, hey, you know, that really bothered me, or I'm sorry that didn't work out the way we'd planned. Maybe we could do it a little bit different next time. The universe will put people in our path, and it will keep repeating patterns over and over until we learn that lesson that we were meant to learn. That could be that we need to communicate and say what we feel, such as, I'm hurt, but I still love you. You're still my friend. Life is so short, and we never know what tomorrow is going to bring. It doesn't mean that, you know, we need to stop being friends. So if today was our very last day on this earth, would that be enough? Did we say everything to that friend that we should say? Would you be okay if something happened to that friend and you never seen that friend again? Would you be okay that that friendship ended? That's something you got to ask yourself if you decide to let that friend go. As I get older, I treasure my friends, the ones that have been through it all with me. And there has been some very rough moments in the last 8 years. The truth is, I don't get along very well with females. I wonder why. Could be some mommy issues going on there. I have this friend that I met when me and Sunshine started dating. Apparently, I used to give her some drop-dead evil looks with my eyes. Until one day, Sunshine's son said to me, why don't you add her on Facebook? Her cat just had some kittens, because I love cats. And I said, okay, I can do that. And then later on, she said to me, I don't know, maybe it was about 4 months later, she's like, you know, you used to really give me some really evil looks. But I used to wonder why she was at her house all the time. The truth is, no one is perfect, and I'm far from it. Recognizing when it's you and changing your behavior is a good start. When your friendships go south, and I have had a few, you can also make the decision, are they worth saving? Sometimes they are. Sometimes it's just a bad day and not a bad friendship. You have to weigh your experiences with that friend. Were they all bad? Or were they mostly good and it was just a bad day? Meditate or pray or journal before calling it quits. True friends are hard to come by, especially the ones that know your story and you've already built a relationship with. You've already invested all that time. Why throw it away over a bad day? We throw people away so easy these days, like they're trash. But yet, we'll be nice to a stranger. So we need to be a little bit more loving in our hearts and practice compassion and kindness wherever we go. And that includes to our family and friends as much as it is to strangers and people on Facebook. Because our world is in desperate need of that right now. So remember, all that time that you have invested into that friendship, because friends become family. And family is everything. There is a sisterhood in women. If you allow your heart to trust and be open. I think one of the most beautiful souls I know is my sister-in-law. She is not only my family, but a good friend, one that listens without judgment. I have learned so much about self-love and worth from her. If we could all be this loving as friends to each other, we could see the growth and seeds that are planted within each other. If you ever want to reach out to me, you can always reach out to me at karmavibes.phoenix@gmail.com. My biggest pet peeve about friendships is that we don't communicate with each other. And I think that in life, I even think that with relationships in general, we don't say what we feel. Because it's hard, and we don't know how the other person's going to react. We don't know what they're going to say. You know, are they going to get mad at us? They're not going to like what we say. Then they're not going to talk to us. Then we're going to have a bunch of drama. But then there's always a good way of saying something, you know? Like, did I upset you? Did I do something that, you know, you didn't like? You know, that way you can fix the situation instead of going without talking. Because going without talking does not fix the situation. It just makes it worse. And then the more you go without talking to a friend, the easier it gets. Because a day can turn into a week can turn into a month, and a month can turn into a year, and so on. And you don't want that if it's a really good friend. If it's a really good friend, they're worth keeping around. And I bet you they feel the same way about you. You know, even if you're hard-headed, like me. Until next week, blessings always. Love and light, Jen.